Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and tonight I'm going to talk about stonewalling, because this is classic when you're dealing with a partner or somebody that you're dating, and they're toxic, okay? A lot of narcissists use stonewalling as a way to be toxic in the relationship or to pay you back. What they do is they physically walk away or they stop communicating, and you're left there like staring at the wall because they just walked out on you in the middle of a conversation. Another thing they do is they give you the silent treatment, okay? This is used all the time in when partners are not getting along and somebody crosses someone else's boundaries and that person starts to give them the silent treatment or they don't want to communicate, okay? They'll give you examples of stonewalling or like when they come to you and they say, enough, leave me alone, you know, conversation closed, oh, not this again. What they're going to do is they're going to downplay anything that you bring up. Let's say you have something that you want to talk to them about that's bothering you or something that they're doing is bothering you. They're going to totally downplay it and they're going to, a lot of them, you know, they'll either gaslight you or they'll stonewall you, okay? Which means like they'll cut you off in the middle or they'll just kind of disregard anything that you're saying and walk out on you cold, all right? The way you handle somebody like that, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a partner, it could be a friend, it could be a family member, it could be anybody that you're dealing with or have a relationship, any kind of relationship in your life. All right. People that stonewall are toxic. What they're doing is they don't want to confront the problem that you are bringing to them. So they kind of just shut you down. All right. It's almost like a form of an emotional abuse. This happens a lot. You hear about couples all the time where they're not talking for weeks sometimes over something trivial, it could be. Usually the narcissist will stonewall the other person and put into play that silent treatment. And I'm going to tell you how to deal with somebody like that, all right? Because I've seen this time and time again. When you're dealing with somebody that's trying to control you with silence or just kind of shuts you down and you know, comes out with these statements when you come to them to talk to them about an issue or a problem that you're having with them, if they start saying stuff to you like, oh, not this again, or I'm not listening to this, or they hang up the phone on you, or anything like that, or they take off and they're not talking to you, what you don't do is you don't text or call them, okay? The way you handle somebody like that is if they want to act that way, you let them continue to do whatever they're going to do. And you do not go looking for them. The minute that you go looking for them by texting them or getting emotional and saying, why did you do that? I was just trying to say this to you. Why did you get angry at me? Why did you walk out on me? Where are you? That is like the worst thing you could do, you guys. You are giving up your power. You're showing that that person can affect you emotionally. Once you show somebody that they have gotten to you, that they could affect you emotionally, they will continue to do it. We had somebody that came to us that said to us, you know, my boyfriend, he does this all the time. He's always giving me the silent treatment and I don't know what to do. I'll call him and I'll tell him, don't do it. And every time I tell him how much it bothers me that he does that and he still does it. Well, he's still doing it because he knows that's your Achilles heel. He knows that's your vulnerable spot. When you're dealing with somebody like that, you have to show them that they're not breaking you down. That's what I talk about when I mean you have to have your inner strength. You have to be your own person. You cannot be codependent on somebody else's validation to make you. When you have a point and you want to bring a point, that person needs to show you the respect to listen to what you have to say and not downplay what you're saying or gaslight you and say, oh, you're crazy, or I don't know why you make a big deal out of that. If you're bringing it to their attention and it's bothering you, then it's affecting you and it's something that should be addressed. And somebody that is a kind and understanding and caring partner should recognize that, or should try to sit down with you to kind of have some kind of resolution with you about any kind of disagreement you may be having with them. But when you're dealing with somebody that's going to give you that silent treatment, you let them go ahead, be silent all you want. You don't say anything. You don't say anything. You came to them with what you had to tell them. They shut you down. Now, you know what? You let them be where they have to be, all right? And when they come back, and they always come back, you have to be the one not to break. You have to be the one that's got to be strong. And even though they're giving you that silent treatment, or they've disregarded you or said something to you with effect like, I don't want to hear this, and they walked out, you just look at them, let them walk out, and when they decide to come back, okay, you let them know, you do that again, you are crossing my boundary, you disregard me again, or you do something like that again, I'm not going to be here, okay? I'm not going to tolerate this. You don't go chasing after anybody. You don't go begging anybody. You don't yell and scream and show that this person got to you. Okay? If that's how you want to be, then go be it, all right? Because I'm not chasing after you, and I'm not begging you, and I'm not going to put up with this, and I'm not going to deal with somebody who's toxic, who's kind of disregarding anything that I have to say, because you know what? I have my own power. I have belief in what I'm saying, and I stand behind what I say. And if you don't want to deal with somebody who's calling you out on things, well, that's your problem, not my problem. It doesn't mean that I back down, because the minute you back down is the minute that other person has the power, and they will continue to keep doing that if you allow it. Okay? This is why we talk about boundaries all the time. When it comes to relationships, you could have boundaries when you're dealing with children, you know, what they can and can't do. You need boundaries. Otherwise, people just do whatever they want and, you know, it goes crazy. All right? People will run with it. They'll run with it and do whatever they want. And in some cases, they will totally disregard or disrespect their partner. And you don't want to have a situation like that. You want somebody that respects you, that can listen to what you have to say, as long as you know what you're talking about, all right? You don't want to go and communicate with your partner and be attacking or call names. You hold your maturity, you hold your class, you know your argument, and you present your argument, and you're able to back up your argument, and you explain to that person in a very mature manner, I don't like when you do this. That is not acceptable when you're with me, okay? I am not somebody that accepts somebody who takes 5 hours to text me back if we are in a committed relationship, or somebody who disappears overnight and decides to call the next day if we are in a committed relationship, okay? You let them know what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And when you confront these people and they stonewall you, okay, they hang up the phone, they walk out, you let them do what they have to do, and then you set up that boundary and you tell them, listen, it happens again, I will not be there. See, this is the problem with a lot of different people that are in relationships. They talk the talk, but don't walk the walk. They sit there, they threaten the other partner and say, oh, if you do that again, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be there. And they are still there. There is no threat that they can walk out on that toxic relationship. So the person knows it. So now your word doesn't mean anything to them. Now they can do whatever they want. And guess what? You're still there. You're still there. And now, you know, everything that you're saying to them doesn't mean anything. If you want to have your power, you guys, what you say, you have to mean. This is the problem. Now, I know a lot of people are in situations where, you know, they've gotten to a point where they allowed somebody to constantly walk all over them. And then they're in this situation where they have small children and they have a partner that's constantly breaking their boundaries and they're just, you know, not willing to leave the relationship. You really have to sit down and communicate with your partner and try to come to some kind of agreement where you could work it out. If you're dealing with somebody that is completely, you know, narcissistic and doesn't care about your feelings, you're in a toxic relationship and you're never going to be happy with somebody like that. Somebody like that is always going to drag you down. Somebody like that is going to, narcissist, they'll love bomb you one day and then the next day they'll disregard you because that's what they do. They disregard you. So this podcast is primarily about stonewalling as a tactic that a lot of narcissistic or toxic people use, you know, to shut you down. This is what they do. They want to shut you down because they don't want to give you the power or they don't want to have to change their ways. You have to hold somebody accountable, you guys. When you're dealing with somebody and you're in a healthy relationship, you need to hold that person accountable. If you don't hold them accountable, it will continue. If you sit there and keep texting them after they stonewalled you and they walked out, you are losing your power. That person is saying to themselves, I got her or I got him. You know, I have the control. Look at them. They're wondering where I am. They're begging me for them to come back. Okay. What happens in a lot of relationships like that, you know, when somebody stonewalls somebody and then the next thing you have is the silent treatment when they come back, is the other partner then gives the stonewaller the silent treatment. Then that's another scenario that comes into place. So now you have two partners that are doing the silent treatment, not communicating whatsoever, and nothing is ever getting resolved. And then usually one partner will break down and try to communicate with the other one to try to make peace because they can't stand, you know, the silence, the form of emotional abuse of having the silent treatment. And a lot of you know what I'm talking about. If you've lived with somebody that has given you the silent treatment, it could break you down, you know, almost as much as like physical abuse in some cases, where it could really bring you into a depression, you know, just destroy you. It's very difficult to live with somebody when you're, you know, not talking to each other in a household or maybe even a small apartment. So the way you have to deal with that is you have to stand your ground and don't go and say anything to them to the effect that like, oh, you know, every time you do that, every time you give me the silent treatment, you know, it destroys me and it breaks me down, because then they're going to keep doing it every time you do something they don't like, because then they know they have you. So you have to have your own power. You have to say to yourself, you know what? They're not going to break me down. This is how I am. I have a legitimate reason to bring this issue to them. If they want to do that, you know, that's their problem. I'm still going to hold them accountable. I am still going to hold them accountable. And believe me, you guys, you're only as strong as who you deal with. You know, that's very true. You see some partners, one partner's walking all over the other partner, you know, and the only reason they're able to do it is because that partner they're with allows it. But if you put that person with a different type of personality or a different type of partner, you'd see them change real quick or they wouldn't be there. There's two things that'll happen. Either that person will know that you're not somebody that they can mess with and do that to, that you will walk out and not tolerate that behavior, or they will say, I am, you know, if you have a very narcissistic person that just will not bend whatsoever, okay, the relationship could just break down completely, because if they don't have complete power, the whole relationship's going to just crumble. So you have a choice. You could either put that boundary in effect and say to yourself, I'm not going to beg them. I'm not going to chase them. I'm not going to look for them. I'm not going to call them. I'm not going to text them after they walked out on me when I'm trying to talk to them. Okay? Now you have to come looking for me. Now you have to come looking for me. All right? And when they do, you simply stay calm, you don't get emotional, and you just let them know it happens again, I'm not going to be here, because I'm not going to tolerate that behavior, because it's disrespectful to me, it's toxic, and this is something that I will not allow, okay? If you can't sit down and have a conversation with me, then there's a problem here, okay? Point blank, period, all right? So remember that next time you're dealing with somebody that pulls that tactic on you, okay? I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share. Have a great night. Hi, it's Yaz, and I just want to let you guys know that if you're having a problem in your dating or your relationship, go to my website, link in the bio, and I'm offering email or phone coaching, because everybody's problems are different, and sometimes you just want a confidential opinion on a situation you're in. You're confused, you don't know what to do, you love your partner, and you're having problems, and you just need somebody to tell it to you straight as to what's going on, why it's going on, and offer you some ideas of how to solve the problem. So go to the website, link in the description, and check it out. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.